This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Girl, hey. Hey, boy, hey. Hey. Welcome to another episode of Recap the Recap. I am Queen Neen. Want to welcome you today. Thanks for listening. In the studio today is Little Sicky.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B.
Big B, a.k.a. Little Sicky. Aw. Where are you? Today is a great day. We're in the studio. We're going to get it done. We're going to get in, out, give you all the good stuff, and enjoy the rest of our day. So I'm going to go ahead and just get into the, do my awkward transition into my stories so we can get this party started, okay? And then I'll come and give you all the, you know, you can find us here, blah, 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 stuff later. Okay, so Pam Oliver gave a interview to Essence magazine. I was very surprised by her, openness and candor in that. And it was interesting that she gave her interview to Essence, not just Sports Illustrated or any of the other, sports related magazines or websites. She gave it to Essence. I was like, you go, Pam. She's just pretty much talking about how, things are going to start changing for her and how she's now being moved to the number two Fox team with Kevin, I think it's Burkhart and John Lynch. And, she's okay with it for the most part. But, of course, part of her is sad because, she's so used to being on the sidelines, during, football season. Like she lives for that stuff, being on the sidelines. She talks in the interview how she says, even before my bosses told me what was going on, there had been rumblings that my days as a sideline reporter were coming to an end. And this is pretty much saying how they knew once, she's saying once they hired Aaron Andrews, she knew really what was going to come. She said, I knew they hadn't brought her on just to be a bench warmer. So, I give her props. She's been very classy. Hasn't said anything negative about Aaron or about the situation, but she did say she was still feeling humiliated by everything that was happening. And she tried to stay positive, keep her head up, during everything that was happening to her. So she found out she's going to be working for Fox Sports One, which is the secondary cable sports channel, that launched in, 2013, just last year. But she said the one thing she wanted to make sure, she said it was important for her to finish her 20th season. To end on 19 is whack. I wanted it to be 20. So she's at least going to get, the opportunity to finish on the sideline and do 20 seasons. So I think that's pretty cool. And even in Essence, they go on to ask her, do you think that race had anything to do with you being replaced by Aaron? And she was like, no, definitely not. But she does think it may have had something to do with age. Now, because there is a 17-year, difference between her and Aaron. So she was like, maybe age has something to do with it, but she doesn't really think it was race. And she does go on to say, it's not difficult to notice that the new on-air people, they're all young, blonde, and hot, quote unquote. So I don't know. I mean, I know we all gave Pam a really hard time, but I give her props for, for keeping her head up and deciding to take the high road on her new job change. Like she said, she's not out of a job. It's just a job switch.
So, all right. You know, I've had, and please excuse my voice, I'm definitely under the weather, but I've had a lot of conversations, well, a few conversations with some people that argued the point about Pam Oliver being moved to the indoor set, you know, that people shouldn't be in such of an uproar because that should be looked at as a promotion versus, you know, her being replaced. And I'm like, if that's the move that she wanted to make, then yes. But if you're being somewhat moved from the position that you're in because of, like she said, you know, she felt it was her age.
Right.
Or even if she may have felt it may have been a race thing or whatever the reason, if it wasn't a move that she lobbied for or right. what have you, then it's not the big positive that I hear a lot of people making of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you know, being on the sidelines has its advantages and disadvantages. You're out in the elements. You know, there's hazards, as you remember right. she got hit by the football.
Right, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, you know, and and being in the studio, you're climate controlled. What, you know, this and that. And that's, and again, that's all fine and well. And I think in the eyes of people who don't know the job and who haven't experienced that job, that would be an easy assumption to make. Mm-hmm. But again, if your dream and if your goal was to be a sideline reporter and that's what you wanted to continue doing,
right.
and they came in and said, hey, listen, we're making a change, that's not always the positive move that I hear a lot of people trying to make it out to be. And I understand some people just being a little bit facetious in their attempts at just trying to be, you know, not give the situation its just, mm-hmm. you know, but, yeah. More, you know, more power to her. I mean, you know, good thing, you know, good job taking the high road.
And, right. I give her like credit
said,
for that.
Right. Like you said, she's still... employed, and you know, hopefully she'll blaze new trails as she mm-hmm. moves into the studio.
Right. I mean, at least for her, they gave her, you know, the extra year instead of just saying, "No, you're done at 19. Just keep it moving. You know, go upstairs and sit behind that desk." So I like that they did that. You know. Because I feel, you know, like she said, yeah, that would have been whack for them to do that. So I'm going to have to go find the Essence magazine. I haven't purchased Essence in I don't know how long, but I'm curious to read the story in its entirety. So, okay. You know, good luck, Pam. I know we give you a hard time, girl, but good luck. Okay, I don't know. No, I guess CVS, I don't know if you heard the
story. And by we, you mean... all of us as viewers throughout the United States, not Recap the Recap, because we don't carry that much power to make these sort of moves.
Well, true. Okay. So we as in the people of right. the United States of America.
There we go. All right.
Right.
Just want to clear that.
Okay.
There was confusion about that earlier.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. All right, then. Very well. I don't know if you heard, B, that CVS... I love that place, is deciding to take all of the cigarettes and cigars out of their stores. Every single store they're deciding to take it out of.
I did.
So now the store, well, I didn't even know this, but the store is really called CVS Caremark, but they're going to change it to CVS Health.
That was a part of the store that I didn't really understand.
Right. I'm like,
I mean, it's so much to do about nothing to me.
Right.
It's like every store, only thing I saw besides Stevie CVS was pharmacy.
Right. Yeah, I don't, I mean, well, the funny part is they said that they have 7,700 stores, but, you know, you're not going to see any signs that are going to change or whatever. Right. So I guess it's some paperwork. I don't know.
Right.
But I actually think it's pretty cool. I mean, I know it's going to piss, you know, people who smoke, you know, off, but I think it's pretty cool that they're removing the cigars and cigarettes and they're going to replace them with like nicotine gum and like other things to help people stop smoking?
I don't think it's going to piss them off.
No?
I've come to believe that people that smoke are mutants.
Oh, why?
Because look at the things that they do to smoke. I mean, these motherfuckers hang off the side of buildings. These niggas scale walls and hang off flagpoles.
Right.
It's 30 stories like, in the air and shit.
30 below.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously, it's like 30 to below outside. They outside with no coat.
Right.
And just puffing away. So it's whatever. One more obstacle. They'll, right. They well, will, pretty soon they will learn how to grow them at their cubicles.
And oh, my.
Grow tobacco leaves and just roll really? That shit or something.
Okay.
They're mutants. They'll figure this shit out.
All right. Or maybe they'll just go to 7-Eleven or wherever else else people buy cigarettes.
They'll grow wings and they'll fly at the extra block to 7-Eleven.
Not wings. Okay. So pretty much CVS says they're doing this because, you know, to help serve the aging baby boom generation and everybody that is uninsured. Uninsured, excuse me. Huh?
The short aging.
So that's what they're hoping. And then they're going to open up more of those. Have you ever been to any of their like walk-in minute clinics before?
I mean, I haven't gone as a patient, but I have seen them.
Yeah. I've never used one, but
like when I'm waiting 75 minutes in line at the pharmacy, I'll go over to the minute clinic and sit down and play with the little blood pressure machine and
maybe
like I'll take my blood pressure when I first see the line and then I'll take it like
after
like 2.5 hours after standing in the line.
Not 2.5 hours. Go
waiting
ahead.
For the old lady to find her prescription card.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. Well, I'd like to wish CVS good luck.
Go Walgreens. Huh?
What? How dare you, sir?
There's our sponsorship with CVS.
I don't even know where the hell a Walgreens is.
It's in a neighborhood near you.
No. No, it's not. Not, no, it's not.
I know where there's a Walgreens.
Do you?
There's a Walgreens on Wiley Avenue in Connecticut.
See?
It's a short drive.
Right, that's a Walgreens.
6 hours if you take 95. If you take my shortcut, it's 3.5.
Damn.
Absolutely.
What the hell? What do you mean? 3.5 hours to Connecticut?
Absolutely.
Wow. Hmm. You are amazing. And a scary driver.
I learned the shortcut like my last year of college after fucking taking that 6 hour drive for years up 95.
Going 55, right?
Hell fuck no. Who goes 55? It's like a law against that shit.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Did not know that. All right. You know what?
Actually, I was going what? Like 45 and 30 at times because it's always construction. So.
Oh, and cops too, probably.
No, fuck the cops. Oh. Construction. One lane on 95.
Great. Fuck the cops. That really?
Blame it on NWA.
Hmm. Okay.
Wrote a song about it. Well, here it go.
Do it.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Okay.
I saved my voice for later.
Mmm. Right? Well,
I might talk my shit again. Hey, did y'all like my can I talk my shit?
Bipolar Negro.
I'm serious.
It was a great can I talk my shit, but can we talk, you know, about that when we get to the segment?
I thought we were still on the opening segment. Go ahead.
I mean, let us get to that part, and then you can get all, like, you know, tell about your feedback and all your...
Back to People's Drugstore. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm done with them. I'm over them. Yeah. I'm moving on. Moving on to Negrophobia. Know what Negrophobia is?
What I experience at work every day.
Pretty much. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not funny, but it's funny.
Shout out the Yakabozy family.
Oh. Okay. Well, for other people who may not know by now, it was an article in Time magazine, and I'm still trying to figure out, I couldn't find a picture of the guy who wrote the article. His name is Brandon Hill, and he is a junior at Stanford, and he's studying political science and African American studies. But I can't figure out, I don't know, I didn't look that hard, I guess, to find out whether he was what his ethnicity was. But anyway, so he goes on to write the title of the Time magazine article is Negrophobia: Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, and America's Fear of Black People. So of course, Twitter being what it is, folks on Twitter weren't happy about this article. It was interesting, I will say. It was very interesting, to say the least. So it starts with, phobias are extreme aversions embedded deep in our psyches, activated when we come face to face with the thing we fear. And some people are afraid of black people. And honestly, I believe that. I do believe some people are afraid of black people. I mean, no matter who you are, you could be white, you could be, you know, brown, whatever. Black, hell, for that. So the author of the article goes to say, for me, spiders trigger overreactions. For others, it can be people, black people. And he talks a little bit about, you know, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner. And he was saying that Eric Gardner's 400-pound anatomy forms an object of American negrophobia, the unjustified fear of black people. Studies show that black people, particularly black men, are the group most feared by white adults. What do you think about that?
Sounds like a Public Enemy famous album. Fear right. of a Black Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, I was like, yeah, I believe that to be true.
Absolutely.
I don't know, or let me say, I don't remember exactly what part Twitter had problems with when it came to this article. But I know they definitely, because they talked about it like, yeah, Twitter talked about it, as Twitter always does. And honestly, if it wasn't for Twitter, I don't even know if I would have seen this article. Probably like much later, I probably would have seen it.
Let me ask you a question, Quinn.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't know me, mm-hmm. and you walked into the nightclub that I manage, what would be your first thoughts of me?
Ooh, that is a big black dude. Mm.
Okay. I mean, but like, would you probably assume that I work there?
No, I wouldn't assume.
Okay. And see, that's, it's funny you say that, because that's kind of twofold of what I'm saying. But it's amazing how many times that I walk around a corner, or I'll be walking down a hallway, and how many white people will say to me, oh my God, you scared me. Like, you're at a club
right.
with about
a billion people.
Billion people in here. Why in the hell would I scare you?
Right.
First of all, most of your assumption is that I work here anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've never in 13 years had a black person or a Latin person say to me, oh my God, you scared me.
Right.
But it happens nearly nightly for me at where I work now.
Right.
And it's one of those head scratcher moments for me.
It's
I'm like,
what are you
real?
Doing here?
Wait, right.
Hello?
But yet if I go to one of our sister clubs or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I'm off and I'm just, you know, standing with a drink in my hand, fuckers keep coming up to me all night. Excuse me, where's the bathroom? You son of a bitch, I'm sitting here drinking. Why are you assuming I work here?
Because you're tall.
Big black man.
Mm-hmm,
I'm scared now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Okay.
Hmm. You know what? You do walk really fast, though. Are you talking about when you walk up on people?
No.
Or your regular walking?
Just my regular.
Okay.
You know.
You move really quick.
Or I could be standing somewhere and they'll like open the bathroom door and walk out. Oh. Huh? Fuck, go back in the bathroom. Change your pamper.
Oh. Like, I mean, I know, like, the different spots in the club, you know, where you work. And I'm like, I don't know, unless you're like, I don't even know, there are no shadows to lurk in. So it's not like you're, like, jumping out of, like, hiding spots.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, everywhere in there, everybody's really visible. So that's really weird.
But again, I think my point is that I didn't really, like, front, like you said, I didn't jump out and,
right.
Booger, booger. I didn't scare you.
Right.
My presence as a big black man probably gave you pause.
Right.
Like, oh, shit.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's really interesting that you say that, because the author goes on to say, a few months ago, I got into a conversation with a mentor of mine, a Stanford administrator, and the administrator was saying how he went to go see Shakespeare's Othello performance by some inmates at this jail he works at part-time. And he said that the mentor's description of the lead, a brawny African male convict, he said, will always fascinates me. In his words, in the administrator's words, he said, the thespian was large, beautiful, intimidating black man. You know, and it's funny because when I read that, I thought about you. And I was like, I wonder, like, if B does have problems like that, that, you know, like someone would probably describe you. You know, tall, big, black dude. You know, and it's like, and I would definitely, you know, per what you said too, always think like people would have problems with your height and your size, and then you open up your mouth and then you have that deep voice, and you know, so it could be a great thing and it can be, you know, scary for some, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially when you get that bass.
That's why I like to conduct, especially like in the past, I used to like to conduct a lot of business over the phone first.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would get to the place and they'll be like, didn't expect you. Mr. You said Brian, you're all right.
Mr. Big B, what?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think they were expecting? I mean, I've gotten that before too.
Like God only knows.
Yeah, I used to work with this guy that was a travel agent, and once we actually met in person, he was kind of like, what? He was like, I didn't expect you.
You look screamy, out of control, black womanish.
Right. It was like, I didn't expect you to look like that. And I didn't even feel like doing the, well, what did you think I was going to look like? I was like, oh, okay. Like, and that was it. You know, because I just wasn't in the mood to, put it that way. So, all right. Okay. So switching lanes, one of my friends sent me this article, and I thought it was hilarious. And mind you, it's a couple years old, but it's 5 summer wines for cougars.
Summer wines?
Yes.
Or should it be 5 flavors of Kool-Aid to attract your prey?
I was like, what? But anyway. So,
5 different flavors of Nowlaters that are sure.
I don't know why. Well, I know why. Number one.
Johnny, can you bring my paper from the curb up to the porch, please? Have a sip of wine.
Right.
I'm only 11, ma'am.
Ew.
Then have 2.
Ew. No. Number one made me laugh because number one is Frisianet, Grand Cuvée, Acava, Prosecco, and it made me laugh because...
Was that one wine or did you read all 5?
No, that was one. Frisianet is like the maker. Actually, you've seen this, Frisianet. It's called like Cordon Negro. It's in a black bottle.
Don't use racist terms towards me.
As I point at you. It's in a black bottle. And it made me laugh really hard because honestly, every time I go over my friend's house, we always like each person will always bring like 1 or 2 of the Magnum black bottles, and I'm like, oh snap! I'm like, well, check number one. So, wow.
I think I dated a chick named Frisianet once.
Really?
Or something of that elk.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Needless to say, it was a short situation.
I'm sure. I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard. I'm just telling you, when she sent that, I was like, God damn it. Number two is Romber Chardonnay. And they said it's, you know, it's a pricey oaky Chardonnay.
I think I dated somebody named Chardonnay.
You probably did, you Negro. So, but they said it's for, now this Chardonnay is for sugar mamas and rich bitches who choose wine like they're men, big. Or, you know, they said the tie was Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. They said it's for cougars who consider CVS the local wine shop and lovable flannel wearing hipsters. I'm sorry, these make me laugh. So number three was Beringer White Zinfandel. Wow, okay. All right there, Melissa. Here's the original American redneck rosé that's only a few steps away from Boone's Farm. A cougar drinking this one may not have a full set of teeth. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know.
Wow.
Right. Old school. Number four, Ecco Domani Pinot Grigio. And this is for single suburban singles looking for something not quite as big as a Chardonnay. They may lean towards Ecco Domani. This Pinot Grigio is the color of straw and so dry that it tastes like it, with a hint of pineapple, of course.
Oh.
Just a hint.
Straw and pineapple.
Just a hint. Number five, Alan Scott Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. This version of the Sauvignon Blanc is touted for shellfish pairings. Cougars go for the more citrusy grapefruit notes and dry finish in the selection, made from the grape that's known in Napa simply as SB. So those...
Son bitch.
That's probably how you feel after you wake up in the morning.
Now, here's what I'm disappointed that no form of Moscato made it on that top five.
Well, see, that's why I said this article actually is a little old. So by now, I think Moscato... Yeah, it's about 3 years old.
It should have been 1 through 5 were different Moscatos. Sparkling
it's
and
Cougar, not... I mean...
Oh, cougar, not nigger? Okay.
Oh, God. What? Sir.
What did you say?
Sir, stop it.
So we're going to break.
Yes, I think we better go to break really quick. But, all right, ladies, cougars, got my eye on you. Let me know what you think about that.
And Sigram's Wine Coolers didn't make it on the top five?
No, not there.
Does it mean anything that 4 out of 5 wines can be found on your bar at home?
No. None of those can be found on my bar.
Listen to my breath.
All right, we are at the point in the show where we are introducing and recapping a new podcast to you guys. So, today's podcast, let's go to the description. Red Rock is the home of Stitcher Top 100 show The Shiznits. Hoopla is a sports talk show, but it ain't your daddy's sports show. Pot of Thrones reviews and predictions about all things Game of Thrones and the soon-to-be-released Top Shelf Banger Radio, a contemporary hip-hop pod. So, all right. So the show we're going to recap is under the Red Rock Podcast Network is the Shiznits Show. Could you make that? I'm sorry. The Shiznits Show.
With Dito Rad,
Charlie Bell, and Damon. I don't know why every time I hear the opening, I laugh. Because it sounds just like that. The Shiznits Show.
The Shiznit.
I know they also have a host named... They also have a host named Dee, and she pops in and out every once in a while, I guess when Charlie Bell is not able to be there. So,
We won't elaborate on what Charlie Bell is doing when she's not there.
Yeah, we won't, because we don't know. Well, I'll speak for me. I don't know. So, the Shiznit Show is 32 episodes in. It looks like the show tapes once a week. So, the episode we're going to talk about today is episode 32, and the group is talking 17 lies we need to stop teaching girls about sex. And they have a guest. I think her name is Sherazar. I think that was it. Excuse me. Okay. So in this first clip, Charlie Bell is talking about myth number 5. And it is, well, we'll talk about it after.
If someone buys you something, you owe him or her sex. That's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but that also is goes more to my point of how everyone should pay for themselves.
Mm-hmm. But you know, there are a lot of women, mothers, who teach their girls that and don't really know that they're teaching them that. They mm-hmm. watch them.
That's true.
They watch their mothers.
Right.
And how they interact with guys.
Right.
Especially if they're single moms or even if they're married, depending right. on the guy that they're dealing with or something.
Right.
That, he thinks he's going to get some tonight. He better buy me dinner or he better do
right.
this. I'm holding out. He's not getting none. Right. I guess I'll give him some because right. he get this or whatever.
Right.
That right there.
That's true.
To automatically teach a girl to do the same thing.
That's
you know,
true.
You
not
know.
Only that.
So, as I said, myth number 5, do you owe a man or a woman sex after they take you out?
Or buy you something. You know, although I agree with what the young lady was saying, shares on or whatever, I would raise the bar a little bit because she kind of says, I think she said, like, the women don't realize that they're teaching. Oh, I think they are fully aware.
Are they?
That they are. What?
Okay.
Girl, no ring, no thing, no ring, no thing, and all of that crap that goes along with it. That's a great way to prostitute out yourself.
And by thing, what do you...
Really?
Just wanted you to say it. I actually thought it was pretty interesting what she was saying. I personally don't think you owe anyone anything just because they take you out. Now, if it just happens, you know, that there is that connection between the two of you and you decide, you know, mutually to, you know, do it, have sex, whatever you want to call it, then I think that is great.
But you know, the other thing,
you don't owe nobody anything.
Right. The other sort of flip side to that is later down the road where, and it sort of contradicts this whole thing because it's like a guy and a girl will get into an argument and the guy would be like, you know, like he'll, I guess they'll have a debate about the fact that he ain't getting none or whatever. And her, as her, the lady usually says, well, shit, I mean, fuck, you haven't even taken me out. We haven't done nothing. I'm like, so haven't you once again associated your pussy for goods?
But could it just be maybe she's talking about, like, spending time together?
Say what you mean and mean what you say. Like, how? Wow, we haven't even had the quality time of spending time with each other.
Right.
As opposed to, shit, they always throw that out there. Damn, really? I mean, shit, we ain't even gone out. You ain't even did. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. Let me see. What does that mean? Okay, I got to take her out, then I'll get some pussy. All right, well, we're back at square one.
Well, I actually thought a little bit later in the clip, Dino talks about how you should always pay for yourself when you go out on a date. And I know, I believe, B, you've talked about that too, that you should, you know, really just always be ready
just be prepared
to pay, you know, for yourself in case, you know, just in case things get awkward or
And
or
not
whatever.
Only just be prepared, show that not only are you prepared, but you're willing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And let that dude be a gentleman and be like, no, sweetie, put your money away. I got
right.
this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many times have I hit you up and I'll be like, Queen, what you doing? Let's go hit Smokey Bones. And as soon as the bill comes, you reach for that shit first. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I got this one. You get the next.
Right.
And I'll always keep saying get the next. But as long as I got it, I'm going to get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And let it be such. You know, don't feel, you know, yeah. Let that person, ladies, girls, let that person know that you are more than capable. And that your pussy is not directly attached to this meal.
Mm-hmm.
Or this pair of shoes or handbag.
I see what you're saying. I mean, I guess, you know, we have to also keep in mind the women who are old-fashioned, just as there are guys who are old-fashioned, who, when they go out, especially on a first date, you know, they expect the man to pay, or absolutely, the man expects to pay.
Right.
So,
and I'm not, and again, I'm not saying you not to have your expectations, but just always, again, let that gentleman say, no, sweetie, put your money away. I got this.
So from what, what's her name? Sherazar said, do you feel that, you know, women, or do you think women feel pressured sometimes to give it up just because a man has taken them out, or woman, whatever?
There are definitely creeps and thirsty dudes out there, you know, so yeah. There's going to be that pressure, and there's going to be that, you know, that dude. And, but, I mean, think of it. Sticks and stones, okay, he's going to call you a couple bitches and whatever, but you walk away with your dignity intact, and you ain't give him no pussy, and you see who he was.
Right, right.
You know, take a couple bitches on the way out the door and know that, hey, I did not give this dude any sex.
Right, you dodged a bullet.
Right.
And a crazy bullet is probably at that.
There you go.
Dude's probably banana nut crunch. But it's interesting. And, you know, they just talk about some other things. But in the next clip, I actually thought this was really interesting for what, in the way that Charlie Bell said it. Let's hear it.
And I sit there and tell me that most of the women that you know, that even if they had decided that they were going to give it up, that if the check came and he asked her for her half, that all of a sudden that there wouldn't be a reversal of that.
I said
it depends on the
decision. Is that what? Well, yeah, if that, it depends
right,
on
right. That's a decision, and the decision was then changed once she found out that she's required to pay for her half of the meal.
It depends on how it's done. It could, yes, a man can do it in such a distasteful way that it will turn you off. Mm-mm. But okay, I'll give you an example of a tasteful way. So there was a guy who we met or whatever, and he was very attractive, but he was upfront that he was, you know, going through some financial struggles, and so he was like, you know, I want to take you out, but, you know, we need to go, you know, he basically was upfront, like, this is what it is, and so I knew that if and when we went out, I was either going to split it with him, or we were going to do something, you know, budget friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a classy way to handle it.
Well, yeah.
I actually thought that was very interesting. And it brought up a question, that should you tell your date beforehand that they need to pay for the entire, you know, outing, or at least pay half, even if it is a first date? Because I thought that was interesting, the way the guy was like, hey, I ain't got it like that, so.
And I mean, yeah, I think I think guys should, you know, swallow their pride a little bit. And if you don't have it, just say, hey, look, I don't have it. And it works just like for what I just said with the women, getting a couple of bitches on the way out the door. Mm-hmm. Guy, be, you know, dudes, be straight up and say, you know, look, check was short this week. Unexpected bills hit this week. I don't have it like that this week. And if the chick is like, this broke dude, loser dude, or whatever, boom, you dodged the bullet anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but just be straight up. And, you know, like Charlie Bay, you guys maybe can do something more budget friendly. Maybe you can, you know, meet and do some old cutesy broke shit, like just walk around and downtown, look at the monuments, share a hot dog, and laugh and giggle and be about each other or something, right. You know?
Go on a coffee date.
There you go. Well, Starbucks will break a nigga.
Well, see, I didn't say Starbucks. And Starbucks will do that to you, but that's why I didn't say Starbucks. I mean, go grab some coffee, sit somewhere and talk. That way you can get to know each other. Doesn't cost a lot. Maybe you, even if you don't drink coffee, go grab a Coke, you know, and sit on a bench and talk and get to know each other. I think, like she said, there is a tasteful way to tell someone, hey, I really want to see you today, but yeah, I don't really get paid till Friday. So if you're okay with us just going, you know, like I said, grabbing a cup of coffee and sitting and talking, you know, then I'd like to do that with you.
I just really feel that for guys and girls, in the long run, it will pay off so mm-hmm. much better mm-hmm. just being, you know, honest.
It's about, a lot of games out here, man.
You know, just if you don't, you know, if you don't have it, you just don't have it.
Right. It's a lot of game playing. So, I think if I remember correctly, that Charlie also goes on to say, and I'm paraphrasing, that if and it was a question. She was wondering if women or girls are taught this, that if a man is willing to spend money on you, he's into you, and if he doesn't want to spend money on you, then he's not into you. What do you think about that?
Nah, I don't buy that bullshit.
Right. I don't know. Because again, it goes back to maybe he didn't have money that day, or he may not get paid till Friday, or whatever.
Or I'm not going to fucking start this snowball rolling down the hill that, you know, the way I'm going to show her my affection is by, you know, a shiny new trinket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to appreciate me for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But sort of backtracking a little bit, you know, once again, I'm going to, you know, use a reference from, you know, my day-to-day. It kills me, like, how many people will come to the club and the guy will, you know, will say, hey, you know, it's a $10 cover. And the guy will be like, the girl's got to pay too? And I'm like, whoa, dude, really? You, before you picked her up, you should have already mentally budgeted.
Right.
You're going to a club.
Right. Paying for her cover charge.
You know what I'm saying? And it, and what, I'm going to tell you the part that really kills me. The women that defend that bullshit. Yeah, do we have to pay? Yeah, we shouldn't have to pay. You are missing the bigger point. This dude is bitching about paying for $10 for you to come to the establishment.
Now, what if it's more of that he's bitching or she's bitching just because it's like, you know, I know sometimes a lot of college kids do go on certain nights. What if they'd rather use that $10 for a drink at the bar?
That's great. I mean, that's all fine and dandy.
Right, and it's not about necessarily bitching, you know, because they don't want to pay it. But
there's two things. One, you better research online to find out some place that doesn't have a cover charge. And two, If $10 is going to fuck your night up, you should probably just stay home anyway and go pick up a 30-pack of Natty Light and watch the freaking Different Strokes marathon that's coming on.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Don't go outside trying to reinvent the wheel or disrupt other people's flow because $10 or $20 is tripping up your entire night out.
Mm.
I mean, and I'm not, trust me, I've had many nights where I'm like, you know what, don't have it tonight. So, carry out, let me get me some wings, steak and cheese, fries, blah, 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 and pick me up a whatever, 12-pack of Stella or whatever, and we doing it like this tonight.
Nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm not going out there disrupting, you know, people's doors and shit, talking about, really? You got a, what? $5? Come in here? Oh, man. Get the fuck out of here.
You feel better?
No, but I'm just saying, though. It just, again, my point to all that was, it just really kills me, like, when the women miss that point of, he's haggling over getting you in the club.
See, I guess
being they never the, boil it down to that.
Well, but I guess being on the other side of the, you know, of the rope, so to speak, I can kind of see where they're going, you know. And it's not, sometimes it's not necessarily like you don't have the $5 in your pocket, but it's just kind of like, let's see if we can get in and not pay anything.
And that's cool. Again, that's cool. And you know what? I can even respect that more from a husband-wife team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because his money is our money, our money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and that's cool. But it's so cool when the chicks get it. Mm-hmm. And, like, they'll look at me and they'll roll their eyes and he'll pay. And they'll let him get two steps up and they'll be like, oh, he ain't getting none tonight. And I'm like, thank you for fucking getting it. And that's the one that when I go upstairs, you know what I'm saying? I'll send a drink down and be like, boom, you know, take care of Shorty for me. Because I'm pretty sure he's not. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, I dig it. Okay. Well. All right. So in this next clip, they're discussing the differences in the way women and men discuss sex.
Not only do we not talk about sex that much, the way in which we talk about sex is way different than the way you guys talk about sex. For example, you guys,
we both tilted our heads.
You guys are way more detailed. Uh-huh. You know, like I was shocked at some of the stuff I heard, not this wife, but my former, my ex-wife, saying to her sister or whatever about us, and was like, whoa, what you talk different? I'm like, not about you. Guys, they don't talk about wives, they don't talk about serious girlfriends. You know, significant. They may give a little more detail about
a jump off,
you know, or a one night stand or whatever. They may give a little bit more detail than normal, but normally there's not a lot of detail. It's like, did you hit it? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'd like to hit it. And it's more talking about wanting to be with somebody or whatever than the actual. It's our sex talk is really more about wanting a particular woman or some women or trying to get them. And all about that and going about it that way more than actually talking about sex itself. We don't really...
So women are more detailed, huh? And you guys don't talk about sex in that, in detail. Is
you
that
know,
true?
Dino could not have hit it more on the head than with what he said.
Really?
Because, especially the difference between a jump off and someone that we're interested in. You know what I'm saying? When a dude gets some and don't peep a word, don't say shit, and when you, even when you, you know, when you kind of like push him, like, yo, you hit it, didn't you? Man, go ahead, man, stop playing.
Yeah, I do.
No.
You wouldn't even say,
the dude, excuse me, that they're really interested in, they'll just keep sidestepping, like, man, go ahead, man, stop playing. Where we going tonight? Nah, nigga, tell me, did you hit it? Man, dude, stop playing, man, just whatever. That's the motherfucker that they like. But the little jump off, man, she was fat as a machete. You should see how she did, whatever. Titties is this, blah, blah, blah. That's the motherfucker you don't care about.
Oh, okay.
And see, again, see, I think women, you guys set shit up for failure because you guys are very detailed and descriptive in nature. And so y'all want to talk about the dick size. You want to talk about the way you put it down and the foreplay. And all you doing is planting seeds for your girls. Like, oh, really? Man, I want some of that shit. Wait till this bitch turn her head. That's why you always say, I don't really have a lot of girlfriends. Most of my friends are guys.
Most of your friends are guys. Well, wait. You think just because of... Women not trusting each other?
Because y'all fuck each other's.
Oh.
Men.
You.
Because the seed was planted.
I have never, ever done that.
We know you and Drew are the most perfect people on the face of planet Earth. We know that. But for the rest of the people out there.
I'm only speaking for me.
No, but I mean, I'm saying, though, that's how that seed gets planted.
You know
what?
To be honest with you, and this sounds so funny that you said having guys as best friends. You know, and I'm thinking about it. And I don't know if it's just because it's me or not. For the most part, they're not descriptive. And I don't know if that's because they're just talking to me. Now, I do have some guy friends who will, you know, say a bit much. And I'm like, okay, oh, it was y'all did all that. Okay. All right. You know, but I will have to be honest and think about all the conversations that I've had with my sister girls and think, yep, there were some details. There were some side stories. There were some, you know, hey, I was hanging off the chandelier.
Y'all get down to how many veins was running through it. Did it sit to the right or the left?
Yeah.
Left, by the way.
Check. Oh. Hello?
I'm just saying, if you ever see my hand in my left pocket.
Okay.
Know.
Good to know. Doing that in your iPad.
I'm talking about the cargo pocket on
the
side. Sure.
Right. But yeah, I couldn't argue with that, pretty much, is what I'm saying. I couldn't argue with that. Because, yeah, just had a conversation not too long ago with some girlfriends about some stuff. And one of them was talking. So, yeah. And
keep a track of that. Make a mental note.
What?
Keep a track of that. How long it's gonna be before, you know, he cheated on me. He cheated with.
Oh well, at least I would know the women that I was hanging with that night. Nah. Mm-mm. Now, granted,
it may not be that.
I was gonna say, no. Granted, there was one friend who I
should probably go to work and run her mouth too. Probably.
Oh no, probably. You're right, but there is one girl that I used to be friends with that blatantly was like, "Oh, I will fuck your boyfriend." We were like, "Oh, this bitch is done with the group." Like,
why? That should be the one that stays in the group.
No.
Because you know where she stands, and you should know at this point, shut your damn mouth.
Don't leave your boy around me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, there are some other reasons why we don't fuck with her, but that's a different story for a different day. But I was just like, wow,
girl,
okay.
You know I'm your girl. I would never, never, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Woo, I can't wait till you motherfucker have to do that training seminar in Cali.
Right, okay. You know what? Now that I think about it, she did ask me some questions. She did ask me some questions about somebody that. Anyway. Okay, we're off topic. Anyway, so they also go on in the show to discuss women and men carrying condoms. Is that a good or bad look? And I know we've talked about that before on the In Deep show. So you guys go check it out. The show is The Shiznit Show under Red Rock Podcast Network. And if you want to find them on Twitter, it is at The Shiznit, SHITZNIT Show.
Now, one thing I want to say, just for full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I was first introduced to The Shiznit, the first episode that I listened to,
mm-hmm.
I have to admit, I was a bit turned away. Mm. I thought that Dino, and I think it was Damon at the time that was mm-hmm. he was there.
I think
it was him. I'm not positive, but
it may have even been Uncle Powers.
Yes, I think he was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job. They had a young lady on the show at that time. I think that went by the name of Amber.
I think so. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she just completely turned me off, just because I'm down for a spirited debate
mm-hmm.
at all times.
We know that.
And but my thing was, the first episode that I listened to from them, they had a guest on,
mm-hmm.
and she was so incredibly rude to the guest.
Was it the show that they had an author?
Right.
An author on. I want to
A male advocate.
Yeah, it was an author.
It was, mm-hmm. it was something to have to do with
yes.
male advocates.
A woman. It was a female.
A female.
Yeah, that author. Was,
right.
Yeah.
And again, I love spirit debate, and but I just thought she was just blatantly rude with the way that she was handling the guest, and just straight out just saying, yeah, whatever, that's bullshit, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, that's not the way to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it kind of turned me off a little bit. And but I say that to say, I continue listening, and not only has the show gotten so much better, the cast, the crew has gotten a lot better as well,
right? In production, but we can talk about that later.
And that, but and you know they've gone through some growing pains as, as shows with. With more than two or three people can sometimes do. And it's cool that the ship continues to sail.
Yep.
You know, doesn't really miss
show must
too
go
much
on.
Of a beat. You know, so, yeah. But we'll get into more of that as we get into our breakdown of the Shiznit with Dino Red. You ain't seen that.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, get a new pair of headphones for yourself, get free shipping, 33% off. When you go to Tweaked Audio, put in the code IDS and get yourself something nice. Time we are getting to the headphone criteria portion of the show when we recap a podcast. It's the new rating system that we have on RTR. The first question is, description of your show. Does your show description match the content? B, what saith you?
I'm sort of torn on that one. I'm gonna go have had fun on that one. The name of the show is The Shiznit, and you know, they kind of just randomly talk about, you know, pop culture and just a whole bunch of things that are going on. So in a sort of way, yeah, they're just, as we would say, talking the shit. Or talking the Shiznit. And so, yeah. Is it a... If someone was just browsing through and saw the Shiznit, and would they automatically put that together? Maybe not. So, I'll go with half.
Okay. From the description that I read, I'm going to have to give it no headphones because there's no description of the actual show and what the Shiznit is. There's a description of the other, what, two or three shows that they do, but not for the Shiznit show, which is the show that we're recapping today. So, consistency. How often does your show come out? For me, I will have to give it one headphone because, it, as I said, it comes out every week and it seems to be very consistent.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree. Even when they went on break, I think they had their shows covered.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Production, sound quality. Can we hear you? Are there background noises? I will have to say, I will give them a headphone because as we spoke before we went to break, the production of the show has gotten tremendously better. And you can hear them much better than you could in the beginning. So headphone for me on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with half. I think the overall production of the show itself has gotten a lot better. My concerns is when they have guests, the sound of the guests that comes through the feed is sort of hard to hear at times. So I'll go half on that one.
Okay.
But it has from the show's beginning that the overall production of the show, it seems to sort of grow and change daily. Mm-hmm. Weekly, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
Is the show engaging? Do you want to listen to past or more episodes?
Yes, I would say the show is definitely engaging. One of my measurements for that is while I'm listening to it, am I answering like back with them? Am I like sort of talking to whatever device I'm listening
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sort of giving my opinion and like, no, you're wrong. And yeah, I've had my moments of that. There were a couple things on the show that were said, and I was like, oh, no, I think you kind of got that wrong. And, you know, maybe if I can get a moment, I'll try to deliver it in a form of feedback, but that's left to be seen.
Hmm. I will have to say yes. I definitely have gone back in their archives and listened to some of the past episodes, and I continue to listen to the new episodes. So I will have to give that a headphone for me. Okay. And finally, entertainment, educational value. Was there laughter? Was something learned? Well, I've had some hearty laughs on the show. So I can't say I learned anything, but I definitely have had some good laughs. So I will give them a headphone for that.
I will too. And I'll even go as far as to say that I've picked up a few nuggets along the way.
Great.
Of things that I didn't know previously. So absolutely.
Great. Well, I will say, so for me, with all of my calculation, I would give the show 4 headphones.
Okay.
And you?
And you have mines there?
Oh, okay. The last time I said yours, you pulled me up
on
that.
And I'll probably do it again in the future.
Okay, great. Let's see. How should we go with this? Because it could technically be 4. But you gave like a point, a half for one, a half for another one, and then 3. So how would you like to do that? So you could technically say it's 4.
Right.
Okay.
That's how we would add. 1 half plus 1 half equal 1 plus 3.
You know what, smart ass? Next time do your own shit. Okay. So, I mean, I'm just asking. How do you do
that? 3 half-half?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I didn't know how you wanted to present your points.
I mean,
your headphone, you know. So overall, okay, so we both overall gave them 4 headphones.
Absolutely.
So 4 out of 5. So, again, if you want to find the show on Twitter, it is the Shiznit Show. Huh, super easy. SHITZNIT. Show. All right, we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the favorite segment. Now is the time of the show where we have the segment, Can I Talk My Shit?, where we give everyone 2 minutes to rant about whatever they want to rant or talk. You don't have to rant. You can just talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Last week, we had a special Can I Talk My Shit? By Mr. Big B. Letting all the ladies out there know you are beautiful. If nobody else tells you, Big B thinks you're beautiful.
I would like to sing right now, but I can't.
Okay. What were you going to try to sing?
Beautiful.
Oh.
I just want you to know you are my favorite girl.
All right. If they could hear that.
Have no voice.
So I know. It's going down.
I can't get my super falsetto going.
Yeah, you have to hit a really high note to.
I want
to
try so hard, but it's nope. Going to sound.
It's going to be so like. Crunchy. It's going to be like, what's his name? When it's time to change. You don't want to
Bobby
sound like
Brady,
that.
Bobby Brady, for real?
What's his name again?
Bobby Brady?
Yes.
Really?
It's going to be all.
Na na na? Really?
Na 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 na, Negro. It's going to be all cracky and stuff.
This is going to be all puberty.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, seriously, though, that was a great Can I Talk My Shit, B. So.
No, I really hope people felt that because it was, and man, shouts to Lady Ro.
Yeah.
And she was one of the people that kind of reached out on that. And like I told her, I couldn't have meant it more.
Right. Right.
You know, the people that I named were just super special people to me that I come across in my travels and just, yeah.
It was very nice.
Yay!
Yay, you super nice people. Yay.
Beautiful. I just want you to know.
Right. So, okay. So, got a great one today, too. So we may as well get into it.
Can I talk my Can shit talk again?
Hi, In Deep Show. This is Karen from the Blackout Who Tips podcast, and let me talk my shit. Why is it a crime to be black in America? Why must our youth get shot pointlessly? That right there makes me angry. And why do people act like black people are not concerned about black-on-black crime? If nobody else is concerned, we're concerned. We're marching and we're protesting. We're in these communities because we live in these communities. And it upsets me when I look and I see people acting like we don't care about our own, when our own are dying at ridiculous rates. It breaks my heart and it makes me mad and it makes me angry to see
people say stupid and vile and ignorant shit on social media. And for some reason, being black in America, our children don't have the opportunity to make errors, to make mistakes, and to be children. Our children are looked at as adults around the age of 9 and 10, especially our black males, because you get facial hair, you get hair on your balls, and all of a sudden they want to treat a 10 to 12-year-old like they're 21. And it makes me very, very, very upset. So I'm going to talk my shit to these fuckboys that are out there harassing people on social media, acting like black crime and the black people getting outraged don't have the right to get outraged. But you know one thing, this is 2014, so you're going to have to deal with our voices if you want to or not. So everybody out there that thinks that black people are justified in being shot, you can kiss my black ass, my whole black ass, because as far as I'm concerned, if nobody else cares, we care. This has been Karen from the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, and I just finished talking my shit. Thank you, Indeed Show, for giving me this platform. Before we get out of here, I want to read some feedback we got or recap the recap. So the first feedback was from the episode we did, which featured Reverend Ken Blanchard, a black man with a gun.
You've made it through another week.
Right. So it is from the 5 Minutes Away podcast. Excellent episode of Recap the Recap show. It was awesome to hear Black Man with a Gun drop wisdom. Please tell him Semper, is it Fidelis? Or is it, because I'm always used to seeing it Semper Fi.
Maybe that's the shorter version.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not used to seeing.
You know, black all fancy and shit.
I know, right?
You know, fancy pants.
Okay, he can't just say Semper Fi?
You know.
Like everybody else.
He's got to flaunt his education and shit.
Mm-hmm. From Mr. Black on the 5 Minutes Away podcast, when you go shoot with him. So looking forward to doing that.
We've recapped 5 Minutes Away, right?
Yes.
And we've been on his show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Safe to say that he's a good friend of ours.
Yes. And okay, so this one is from Chaz, and this is from our last episode we did with we recapped Love and Radio. So Chaz says, Love Plus Radio was added to my playlist. We'll spend the weekend taking it all in. Daryl Davis is a motivator of thought and direction. Nobody told him he could not do a thing. If he did, he surely didn't listen. I stand inspired by his actions with the KKK and remain hopeful that further change can be a reality in my life.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I was like, okay, just so you know, the whole Love and Radio is not like that particular episode, but I encourage people to go listen to the Silver Dollar episode, like the entire episode, because it was that awesome. So.
But even still, and we're not going to recap them again, but
right,
you know, their show is sort of like, if you know what it reminds me of? Mm. And I'm really going to date myself here. Remember back in the day, there was a TV show called PM Magazine?
No.
You don't recall that show?
Mm-mm.
It was just basically just that. It just, each show was just a show just touching on something different, and mm-hmm. it just, as a whole, it was a great show.
Okay.
And it was very eclectic in what it brought.
Okay. Yeah. So thanks for that feedback, Chaz. And I think I know definitely I can speak, well, I think I can speak for B too. We were both moved with that episode with Daryl Davis, and we were just like,
moved,
wow.
Isn't the right word.
Yeah, just in awe of,
I was affected.
Right. In awe of what he has accomplished, and I'm sure he is still out there doing much, much, much more. So okay, last bit of feedback. Once again, it comes from the 5 Minutes Away podcast, and it goes, bless y'all's altruistic paying it forward hearts. What a great example to set. Shout out to Recap the Recap show for all that you do for the podcasting community and your own communities, Mr. Black. Mr. Black, aw.
Take my hat off to that dude.
Right, aw. I mean, in not only does he leave feedback for our show, but he, you know, he goes and he leaves feedback for other people's shows as
Absolutely.
Well. So I think it's super awesome to take that time out to do that.
No doubt. And wait, have we been on 5 Minutes Away podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, we're at the end, folks. Before we leave, we got to talk about that, that Can I Talk My Shit? Karen was talking her shit.
Was she ever?
I felt that, man. I was like, that is a very relevant Can I Talk My Shit for now. Because, I mean, that's how people are thinking that we don't care. I mean, no, we care. We care. If anybody else doesn't, we care. And I thought that was really great. And I appreciate her for taking the time out and sending that in.
I enjoy listening to her segment there, just as I love listening to her on her show, because it's like a flight. It just starts to taxi down the runway and picks up speed,
right.
And then
right.
And then, you know, it just, you know, she started off like, hey, you know,
hey guys,
how you doing, guys? And then within moments, it's, you kiss my entire black ass.
Right.
You know?
I love it.
I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, you know, as a duo with Rod, you know, they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the opportunity to hear Karen alone on other shows or whatever, she is so dynamic, and she is so energetic when she gets to going. I'm serious.
Yeah, when she goes, she goes.
Right.
And then, and it's like, you get it. You know what I mean? Like, whatever she's talking about.
Karen is one of those rare people that I could see sort of being a teacher.
Hmm.
Or an administrator.
Hmm.
Because she's definitely concerned. She's definitely caring. Definitely nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
But as you have to do with some of these kids nowadays, you got to break off part of your foot in the ass. And she seems to not have a problem, you know,
nope.
Doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Not at
so,
all.
Yeah, you know. And and she reminds me a lot of, and we're way off subject here, but she reminds me a lot of Kayla's principal.
Mm-hmm.
The most loving woman that you'll meet, but just as in back to school the other night, in front of the parents, she was like, oh, wait a minute. Don't think I'm going to act another way because your parents are sitting here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right.
Right. And she puts the kids in their place. She puts the parents in their place. Don't send your kids in here smelling like a cigarette.
Oof.
Take your ass outside if you want to smoke. They don't have the choice for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just, oh, I love it. Mr. Phillips, mad shouts.
Shout out.
No doubt. But all about Karen right now.
All about it.
I can definitely see her in that sort of administration or teaching role.
It would be interesting to see if she, I'm going to probably say she probably wouldn't want to do that, but I don't know. But it would be really interesting to know if that's something she's ever thought about.
No doubt.
But anyway, once again, an excellent, excellent Can I Talk My Shit?
I would love to be the producer. If I could just handpick like 5 women in podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Save that, because, you know, actually,
I would love to produce that show.
So, 2 people popped in my head automatically. So, we should talk about that. Seriously, we should talk about that.
Oh, you people, don't steal my idea. No, I'm just kidding.
We should definitely Trademark TN. Anyway, guys, you know where you can reach the show. You can reach us on Twitter at RecapTheRecap. You can reach us via email at RecapTheRecap@gmail.com if you want to send us some information. And if you want to, hey, something new, if you want to call us, leave a message, you can do that. 202-750-1437. That's 1-IDS. And you can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants with a Z. You can find Big B at @InDeepShowB on Twitter. As he always says, he's always there stroking those Twitter streets.
Your black ass wasn't about to say twerking those Twitter streets, because I will kill you.
Twerking on the Twitter, twerking on the Twitter. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hitting that thumbs up when you are on Stitcher. And also, hey, please leave us some feedback if you get a chance on Stitcher and on iTunes.
We're not begging. Just giving you a platform.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So, have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Peace out, peoples.
Bye.
Get.